Making their final pitches, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The importance of the New York governor's race to Democrats never more evident than tonight with a campaign visit from President Biden to Yonkers for Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul.
2 days of the most important election in our lifetimes is going to take shape in this country for decades to come. We're one of those inflection points, I mean it sincerely, where what's going to happen the next couple years is going to have more to do with what this country looks like 20 years from now than anything else.
Former President Trump held a rally in Miami for Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. In Pennsylvania, the Senate race still tight between Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. Fox's Brian Yenes reports.
If Dr. Oz is going to win, he's going to have to convince some swing suburban voters in places like Bucks County. In 2020, President Biden won Pennsylvania, and he won Bucks County by 17,000 votes. In 2016, Hillary Clinton lost Pennsylvania, and she won Bucks County by fewer than 3,000. A big part talking point in trying to get these suburban voters is crime.
The Associated Press estimates that over 1 million Pennsylvania residents have already cast their vote. Authorities in Phoenix investigating a suspicious white powder that was opened at the campaign headquarters. A Republican gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake. Her Democratic opponent, Katie Hobbs, was asked about it at a rally in Tucson.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that nothing happened to anyone and that it's being investigated. And all leaders should denounce this kind of political violence in the current climate that we're in.
There were no reports of injuries or illness. Joey Logano has won the NASCAR championship in Phoenix, his second. It's also his fourth win of the season. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
If the Republicans win back control of Congress, what will they really try to accomplish? Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who may very well become Speaker of the House, laid out the issues at the GOP forefront if they establish a post-midterms majority, starting with building a strong economy.
Tackle this inflation. Become energy independent so you can afford to fill up your tank and still have money left for food.
McCarthy appearing Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who is running for re-election, said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the GOP knows it can't be overly aggressive if it takes over Congress.
We understand that we'll be on a short leash. We understand that things can't be business as usual.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Pope Francis has wrapped up the first ever papal trip to one Middle East nation. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
The Pope wrapping up a trip to Bahrain Sunday, a nation with only about 80,000 Catholics out of a total 1.75 million population. Francis encouraging priests and nuns to keep ministering to the Gulf Kingdom's tiny Catholic flock, specifically mentioning prisoners. Hundreds of prisoners are still jailed after Bahrain violently crushed the 2011 Arab Spring protests with the help of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain ended a de facto moratorium on the death penalty back in 2017. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Kenyan runners run away with victories in the New York City Marathon.
All those months, all the miles of training, they are going to pay off with victory. Boston, now New York. Evans Chebet, 2022. TCS, New York City Marathon champion.
And courtesy of New York Roadrunners, Sharon Locati won the woman's race. It was the first New York Marathon for both winners. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.